I think I need a drink a doodle doo.
Yeah, we do. Let's do the drink of the week.
Let's bring in the cart. I see the nose of it. Scott. All right, it's here. We have the cart back this week.
The rickety beverage cart coming in. It's got the stuff Susie needs to make something new for us.
We're doing a light pink beer. Light pink beer. All right, so what you do is you need your tall glasses. These are the big glasses, and you're going to put some ice in them.
Not thrilled with the color pink.
Wait, and I'm going to resist any pink bush jokes.
Whoa.
Is this still Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
No, that's October.
That's October.
Yeah.
All right, then I don't have to feel bad about not liking the pinkness of this.
Okay, so you have the four glasses. They're full of ice. I've got a glass for each of us. And then you have a pitcher, and you put ice in the pitcher. Okay?
All right.
Fine with me.
All right. Then what you do is you get some pink lemonade. This is the Simply Lemonade and with raspberry in it, okay? And
it's fruit juices. Their orange juice is really good, too.
And their grapefruit juice is fabulous. Okay, so I've got about maybe a little more than half of one of these containers, and you're going to put it in the
pitcher.
Receptacle.
Put it in the pitcher. Nice. Then you get your Busch Light beer. You can use any kind of light beer, but this is specifically one that was left over by a friend of mine at my house, and I had to get rid of it. And
what better way than to force it onto Dina Raj?
Busch. Okay, and this is one of the tall ones. This is a 16-ouncer. You can get, and you put it in with the pink lemonade.
Unpleasant slosh.
Those are, that's the roadie size.
Yeah.
The brown paper bag.
Yeah, that's the brown paper bag size.
Brown paper bag on it.
And you want to give that a nice little stir.
Mix it up good.
Okay. Then you get your glass and you put in a shot of vodka.
Each glass.
In each glass.
One shot. What
kind of vodka are we using today?
This is Sky Vodka.
Solid.
Acceptable.
Yeah, it's a meh.
It's adequate.
Pedestrian.
No, it's fine. It'll get the job done.
Yes, it will. And then you get your
concoction.
Concoction.
Like how you're finishing Susie's sentences for her.
Well, there's always a pause because she's like trying to multitask.
Oh, yeah.
Filling in the blanks. And that's what happens when you've been together for so long. You start filling in each other's sentences. And then you just strain it onto
The ice
and the vodka. Thank you.
And it's not, I'll say the color is not too pink.
It's light pink.
It's very light.
You use Busch Light.
It's like a peach.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, my friends Toby and Chris, they drink this and they left one at my house, so I had to get rid of it. And
basically, we're all splitting a tall boy.
Yeah, you might want to...
It's like we're under an overpass somewhere.
But in a fancy way.
It's like we're not passing it around.
It's your turn to get out in the intersection. Yeah. Get some money.
All right, let's try the pink light beer.
The pink light beer.
Light pink.
The light
beer.
Very subtle flavors.
You know.
Not overpowering or overly sweet.
No, and the bush has been very well masked. That helps. And you have kind of a lemonade drink with a little kick that's...
Do you even taste the vodka?
Mm-mm.
No,
vodka's very smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is good.
It's refreshing. This is a nice summer drink.
Mm-hmm.
I did not want to like this. But
I didn't either. It goes against... No. I was...
Manhood threatened.
It had two things going against it, pink and light beer. But... I'm going to have to swallow this.
Oh, good.
It's a swallow.
Guess my will.
It's absolutely a swallow.
A universally successful drink of the week. We'll post the ingredients online if you want to learn how to make it. Check it out on our social media. The Susie Drink of the Week.